AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. In Washington, the bullseye of the approaching blizzard, say weather forecasters. It looks as if this will be one of the strongest storms ever to hit the East Coast. Forecasters are warning of snowfall as heavy as 3 inches an hour for 24 hours or more. AP weather expert Seth Borenstein.
There are states of emergency in several states already declared. In Washington, they're closing down the subway system on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. Airlines are canceling flights. Everyone knows about this. The advice the Weather Service is giving is do not travel.
AP correspondent Ross Simpson is in Washington, where the snow is expected to start falling this afternoon.
This is a big storm. It's going to impact 51 million people from North Carolina to Kentucky and up the East Coast. The director of the National Weather Service says it's going to shut down everything in its wake.
It is setting up to affect the entire mid-Appalachian region through the mid-Atlantic to New York City, Long Island, and extreme southern New England, with the potential of a very heavy snowfall.
Washington, D.C. is in the bullseye and could see up to 2 feet of snow. Further south, ice is expected to be the issue. Ross Simpson, Washington.
Philadelphia may get 18 inches of snow. New York may be a foot. Is the Republican establishment warming up to Donald Trump? Trump, the frontrunner for the nomination, says yes, but a conservative magazine is now publishing a collection of scathing anti-Trump essays from well-known conservatives. The drinking water crisis in Flint, Michigan has claimed the job of the regional EPA chief, Susan Hedman. Some have faulted the EPA's Region 5 office for not acting more forcefully when lead was discovered in the drinking water in Flint. This is AP Radio News. A former Marine released from jail in Iran in a prisoner swap is back home in Flint, Michigan. Ed Donahue has this story.
Amir Hekmati was convicted of spying in Iran and was imprisoned there for 4.5 years.
Happy to finally be home. It's been a very long road, a very long journey. Unfortunately, many people have traveled this road with me.
Asked about his time in Iran, Hekmati said it wasn't good, but his Marine training helped sustain him.
I'm standing here healthy, tall, and with my head held high.
Hekmati says his imprisonment in Iran included physical and mental torture and long periods of solitary confinement in a tiny cell. I'm Ed Donahue.
North Korea has announced the arrest of an American student for what it called a hostile act. Pyongyang says the University of Virginia student planned to destroy unity in North Korea with a blessing of the U.S. government, though it isn't providing any details. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.